Good morning. I'm Mary Beth Marsden, and this is Know Your Health from LifeBridge Health, where each week we bring you important health information. And this week we're talking about the elderly and the sense of loss they often feel for many reasons. Joining us today is Cheryl Bruce Watts, a psychiatric clinical nurse specialist with the Outpatient Mental Health Clinic at Levendale Hebrew Geriatric Center and Hospital. Cheryl, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
You know, are you finding that loss impacts the elderly sort of differently than other age groups?
Yes, because people are living a lot longer. When I was young, 40 was considered middle age, and most people were dead by the time they were 50 and 60, and that's no longer the case.
No.
There are a lot of seniors in their late 80s that are functioning very well, you know, high-functioning seniors, and I think part of it is because people are more informed, they're taking better care of themselves, they're trying to adopt healthier lifestyles, and it's my understanding that 60 now is the new middle age. It's no longer 40.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. 60 is the new 40. I like that. When we think of loss, I think we immediately think of loss of a loved one, the death of a loved one. But this is, you're looking at all kinds of loss, right?
Right. In addition to loss of family members, friends. Well, let's say you lose your children. You know, your parents never expect to outlive their children. But in addition to those losses, there's losses like changes in our health where there's a physical decline because let's face it, the older we get, the body deteriorates. And then there might be changes in our vision and our hearing, and we might experience chronic pain, let's say due to arthritis or chronic medical problems. So those are losses and changes in our living situation. Let's say you've been in your home for 50 or more years and all of a sudden you're no longer able to live there. You might have to go to an assisted living facility or retirement community. That's a loss that we have to cope with. Just loss of our independence. Let's say you were high functioning and now for some reason you're wheelchair bound. You can't get around as well as you used to.
To depend on other people, and that's hard for a lot of people.
That's a big one. And loss of driving privileges, I cannot tell you how significant a loss that is for older people. That's like the end of the world for a lot of them. And they really have to grieve that loss because it is tough.
I was going to ask you that. Is it sort of a grieving process just like if you had the death of a loved one in some ways?
Yes. Grief is a natural response to death, and we all have to grieve or otherwise. You know, it can impact us in a negative way emotionally. Of course, the elderly go through the five stages of grief, just like for, you know, the death of a loved one. That's denial, anger, bargaining, sadness, and acceptance. So unless a person grieves, it can wind up causing negative emotional consequences for the individual.
Do you see a lot of depression?
It's not uncommon for people to get sad when they're grieving, but it's not necessarily a depression unless it's considered a clinical depression, which essentially is certain criteria that has to be met for a certain amount of time before it's determined that it's a clinical depression. However, sadness does occur for a brief period.
Do you help, I guess I'll call them your patients or your clients, do you help them deal with their loss, and does this help avoid maybe going into depression or grieving too long, or is that part of what you do?
Well, part of what we do is help people cope with our losses, you know, because like I said, just the loss of a loved one is not the only kind of loss that usually occurs with the elderly, but, you know, we help them, you know, we offer support, emotional support, just being there to listen, offer.
Give them hope.
Give them hope. Let them know that they're not alone, because a lot of elderly do feel as though they are alone. They kind of feel lost. Their families are busy. They don't have anyone involved in their lives, and this isn't very important to them, and it's important for them to draw from their faith. As we get older, we our spirituality is very important to us, you know, so that's very important for the elderly. It's important for them to look after their physical health, to eat right, to exercise, to do the things that we all need to do to stay healthy overall.
Mentally and physically. So if some of your clients or patients are lucky enough to have family around, how do you help the family help them cope with a loss or change in their lifestyle?
Well, first of all, you need to check on your elderly loved ones on an ongoing basis, because they tend to be alone a lot. And also, we can offer support and, you know, engage them, encourage them to participate in activities or spend times with the family. Take them out on outings, that type of thing. You can offer a plan and prepare meals for them, because most elderly folks do not have the energy to cook, especially for one person. And that's a really important that they get adequate nutrition, as it is important for all of us. Watch for signs of depression. And if you notice any signs of depression, that is more than the grief, then you might want to get them professional help.
Cheryl Bruce Watts, thank you so much for being with us. Pleasure, and thanks
for
all you do.
Thank you for having me.
To find out more about mental health and the elderly, or to find a LifeBridge health specialist near you, call 410-601-WELL. That's 410-601-WELL, or visit lifebridgehealth.org/Levendale. I'm Mary Beth Marsden. Thanks for joining us. It's 10 o'clock.